So, Marion, what are you going to do for dinner tonight?
I think I'll go home, see what's in my fridge and in my cupboard, and cook something up. I'm not sure what yet.
Are you going to cook?
Yeah, of course.
Actually, I almost never cook. I cook maybe once or twice a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do then? What do you eat?
Oh, I always eat out. I buy my dinner every night. I think it's just better.
Oh my God, every night.
Every night.
How
Yeah.
is it better, Todd? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, I know it's a waste of money, but I look at it, it just saves me a lot of time.
Right, okay.
So I don't have to go buy the food, store the food, then prepare the food, then cook the food, then clean up afterwards.
Yeah, I don't like that part so much.
When you just eat out, it's quick and easy, saves you time.
I think, though, I can see what you're saying about the time factor, but for me, sometimes cooking is a way of almost relieving stress, or if I'm thinking about the day that's gone by and maybe something has stressed me out, I'll just go into the kitchen. And as long as I'm on my own, because I like to cook on my own, I don't have to talk to anybody, and I can think about, things that are going on, and while I'm chopping the onions or, opening tins or whatever I'm doing, it's just a time for me where I don't have to think about anything else, really, apart from the food I'm preparing. And then if something floats into my mind, I can kind of deal with it at the same time. I find it quite relaxing.
Actually, I could see that. Actually, I run every night.
Oh,
So
yeah?
I love jogging, and I usually jog for about an hour. And so when I come home, I'm sweaty, I need to take a shower, and I just don't have time then to use more time to cook because I get home late from work. So I just buy my food on my way home from my run to save time.
That surprises me actually, because I know you run, so you're really into your fitness, but do you not consider the health factor about buying food all the time, because it's always processed food,
Yeah, that's true. Well, I try to go to the deli in the supermarket, and they always have nice people behind the counter, often, some sweet old lady or something, and she's made some nice salad or some dish, and I always figure she can make it better than me, right?
Probably.
And when I buy it, I'm providing a job for somebody else, right? So there's a lot of good benefits by doing this system. Plus, it's very social, right? Because I live alone, so I talk to the person at the counter and I get variety every night.
Yeah, that's true though, but if you went to the kitchen of the place where you stay and you cooked, that would be very social as well, don't you think?
Yeah, but I live alone. Who would I talk to?
The other people in your communal kitchen? Don't you have a big communal kitchen?
No, I live alone.
Ah, okay.
Oh, I used to share a kitchen, but yeah, now I live
Oh,
alone.
right. Okay, so then I can understand the social aspect. I really enjoy going out for dinner, actually, with my friends. I really enjoy that part. But if it's just me, I kind of feel. I think in Japan it's quite easy to go into a restaurant on your own, but in Ireland I would feel very kind of strange and awkward if I went to a restaurant on my own. I'd feel like people are looking at me and saying, "Oh, she's got no friends."
Oh man, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I have no friends.
That's not true.